Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Archery's podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. The Roadmap to Financial Freedom is a personal finance guide by Brennan Schlagbaum, a certified public accountant and founder of Budget Dog Academy. The book uses the account of Schlagbaum and his wife paying off more than $3,000 in debt in early adulthood as the entry point for a broader system of household money. Management. Its purpose is practical, rather than theoretical. It aims to help readers build financial security through measurable habits, debt reduction, disciplined budgeting, and automated wealth building. The framework is organized around tracking, growing, and protecting money, which gives the book a structured progression from awareness of spending to long-term asset accumulation and risk management. It is aimed especially at young professionals, new or growing families, and readers who want a step-by-step method for changing financial behavior. In genre, it sits within contemporary personal finance, combining autobiographical evidence, CPA-informed instruction, and worksheet-style guidance. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, tracking income and spending as the foundation of financial control. The book treats tracking as the first condition for meaningful financial change. This is not presented as a clerical exercise, but as the mechanism that turns vague financial stress into measurable information. By identifying income, fixed expenses, flexible spending, and debt obligations, readers can see whether their problem is primarily overspending, inadequate income, poor timing of bills, or lack of priorities. Schlagbaum places strong emphasis on budgeting because a budget converts intention into a monthly operating plan. This matters because many personal finance plans fail when they begin with investing or motivation before the household has stable cash flow. Tracking also creates accountability between current behavior and long-term goals. If a family wants to eliminate debt, build savings, or invest consistently, the monthly numbers reveal what trade-offs are required. The book therefore frames budgeting as an active decision process rather than a restrictive punishment. Its value is especially clear for readers with complicated family expenses, variable spending habits, or uncertainty about where money is going. The central reasoning is that automation and wealth building only work after the basic financial system is visible, consistent, and honest. Debt payoff as a structured financial turnaround rather than a vague goal. A major part of the book is shaped by the authorial example of paying off more than $3,000 in debt. The importance of this story is not only its size, but the way it illustrates debt repayment as a coordinated plan. The book positions debt as a claim on future income, meaning that every balance reduces flexibility, investment capacity, and household resilience. A financial turnaround, therefore, requires more than occasional extra payments. It requires a clear list of balances, minimum payments, interest costs, available surplus, and behavioral triggers that created the debt. Schlagbaum presents debt elimination as a practical sequence that begins with budget clarity and continues through deliberate allocation of cash flow. The approach is aggressive, but calculated. The reader is encouraged to understand the full cost of carrying debt while still maintaining enough organization to avoid new financial instability. This is distinct from advice that treats debt only as a moral failure or only as a mathematical problem. The book combines behavioral discipline with accounting logic, making the debt payoff process both emotional and technical. The intended result is not simply being debt-free, but redirecting former debt payments towards savings, investing, and family security. Thirdly, growing money through repeatable systems and automated wealth building. The wealth building component of the book follows naturally from its tracking and debt payoff foundation. Schlagbaum emphasizes that financial freedom depends on creating repeatable systems rather than relying on sporadic enthusiasm. Once a household has control over spending and has reduced debt pressure, surplus cash can be assigned to savings, investments, and future goals. The idea of automated wealth is important because it shifts wealth building from a decision that must be remade every month to a process built into the financial structure. Automation can reduce the risk of missed contributions, emotional timing decisions, and lifestyle drift after income increases. The book does not appear to present wealth as a single secret investment, but as the cumulative result of consistent allocation, clear priorities, and disciplined follow-through. This makes the method accessible to readers who may feel overwhelmed by financial markets but can manage systems and routines. The reasoning is that wealth grows more reliably when financial behavior is designed in advance, by linking income growth, controlled expenses, and automatic transfers. The book moves beyond basic budgeting into the practical mechanics of converting monthly cash flow into long-term assets. Fourthly, protecting assets through risk management, insurance, and planning. The protection theme gives the book a broader scope than debt payoff alone. Once readers begin building savings and assets, the next problem is preservation. Schlagbaum frames protection as a necessary third pillar because unplanned risks can reverse years of progress. This includes attention to insurance, emergency reserves, and estate or trust-related planning where appropriate. The practical reasoning is that wealth is not secure if it can be disrupted by predictable but unprepared events, such as medical issues, liability exposure, income interruption, or family planning gaps. In many personal finance books, protection is treated as a late-stage topic, but here it fits the larger sequence: track money, grow money, then protect the system that has been created. This order helps readers understand why protection is not separate from wealth building. It is a safeguard around the same cash flow and assets that the budget is designed to produce. The topic is especially relevant for families because dependents increase the consequences of financial disruption. The book, therefore, encourages readers to think beyond net worth accumulation and consider the structures that keep financial progress durable. Lastly, a family-oriented framework with clear strengths and income sensitivity, the book is positioned for young professionals, couples, and new or growing families. And that audience matters. Family finances involve shared goals, recurring obligations, childcare or housing pressures, insurance needs, and the challenge of aligning two adults around one plan. Schlagbaum offers a framework that can help such readers move from scattered money decisions to a coordinated household system. The book is especially useful when readers have enough income to create surplus after essential expenses, because the model depends on redirecting cash flow toward debt payoff, toward debt savings, and investing. That strength also indicates a realistic limitation. Some reviewers have noted that the method may be easier to apply for households with higher incomes, since they have more room for aggressive debt payments and automation. For lower-income readers, the tracking and budgeting principles remain relevant, but the pace of results may be slower, and income growth may become more central than expense cutting. This does not undermine the framework, but it clarifies its practical conditions. The book is most persuasive when read as a structured operating system for personal finance, not as a universal guarantee that identical steps will produce identical outcomes. In conclusion, the roadmap to financial freedom is best suited to readers who want a practical household finance system rather than a broad philosophy of money. Young professionals, couples, parents, and readers facing large debt balances are likely to benefit most, especially if they are ready to track spending closely and make specific decisions about cash flow. The main practical benefit is organization. The book helps readers connect budgeting, debt repayment, automated saving, investing, and protection into one sequence instead of treating them as separate tasks. Its intellectual benefit is the accounting-based clarity it brings to personal finance. Schlagbaum writes from the perspective of a CPA and educator, so the framework is grounded in measurement, prioritization, and repeatable systems. Compared with many personal finance books, it stands out because it combines a high debt payoff case study with a broader three-part structure of tracking, growing, and protecting money. It is less focused on abstract mindset than books in the wealth psychology category, and more operational than general encouragement-oriented guides. Its strongest contribution is showing how financial freedom can be approached as a household process built from budgets, automated habits, and risk controls. Readers should still adapt the pace to their income level, family obligations, and local financial realities. If you would like to support Brennan Schlagbaum, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.